Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajata. And nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
We are discussing all things enema, cleansing, detox, straight off the hills of Sujata's newfound love for coffee enemas.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's
up her butt.
What did you say when you saw it last time?
Oh, I saw the hose. I saw the hose on your kitchen sink. And I was like, is that your butt plug? And she was like, no, I mean, I washed it. I was like, no shit. I hope you did. It's like wrapped around your kitchen sink. But she was like, that's not the part that goes up it. I was like, I hope not. I know you have like a little nozzle, like a, you know, yeah, a nozzle.
And yeah, a little, yep, a little tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip
for that. And it comes like three different sizes too.
Oh, so you have like a big.
Yeah, like this huge one.
Like does it, like, is it length or girth?
Both.
But if you have a stopper, what does it matter? Like if you have a gauge on the tube as far as like the it going down, why would you need a bigger tip or not? Right? You know what I mean?
I don't know. If you have a bigger booty or something. I don't know.
Oh, like, size of your butt.
Yeah.
Oh, so like if you have more space in your butthole so like none leaks out, you have to get the bigger plug.
I think so. I'm assuming so, because there was three sizes.
Which one are you on?
The small size. And they say, and then I read, because I was like, this is so uncomfortable, like I would put it all the way in and then it's not that big, but then they're like, all of it doesn't need to go. Because I'm like reading more details about, okay, am I doing this correctly?
Okay, so she's still learning as she's doing.
It's been working, nothing's leaked out.
You did have a spill.
Just a little. At one point when I couldn't hold it in. I didn't know. So when you're laying down, nothing comes out.
Right.
But like at one point it was super urgent.
And like the flow was very fast.
No, you just have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you didn't make it to the bathroom.
Yeah. Like I had a towel. I was like, oh my gosh. And like, yeah, it was, I took the tube out. And I should have left it in there.
Oh, that's right. Because now you wait 15 minutes, right?
So you wait 15 minutes once it's in, right?
Right.
And you leave the tube in.
Yeah.
But once the 15 minutes over, keep the tube on when you're walking to the
toilet. Oh, otherwise it will come out.
It depends on how urgent. Like mine was like, I need to go.
Was it poop?
No. It's not poop. You have to have a cleansed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you have to like.
Okay. So what color is coming out in the toilet?
It's the color.
Brown?
The brown, yeah.
Okay, then.
I'm sure it's mixed. There's like residue left in
there.
Yeah. And it's like cleaning everything up. Yeah.
So then since you've pooped before your coffee enema and then the coffee comes out or whatever.
Yeah.
How long does your next poop come?
Just like normal.
Normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like it doesn't
affect that.
Yeah. Okay. But like you're on the toilet, like it's cause it's 4 cups of water that goes up.
Yeah.
So you're on the toilet for like 30, 40 minutes.
How do you know when you're done on the toilet?
You'll know. You'll like all of it. You'll know when the urge is not, just there, not there anymore. Yeah. You're like,
does
okay.
it feel like you're pushing out like anything or peeing?
Peeing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting, but like,
I don't know, man. I am not sold on this thing yet. So just tell me what other things have you learned? Because you were saying that there was some pain. You had some pain.
Yeah, I did have some, like whenever I'm, okay, let me yes. start off this way.
Okay. Yes.
Let me clarify one thing first. The coffee enema, the coffee that I use for the coffee enema is not the same as drinking coffee.
Yeah. So don't be, you know, brewing up a pot of Dunkin' and try to put it in there.
Because I was like, it doesn't smell like coffee at all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like coffee either. But it's
and you
like,
buy it online.
You can buy it online. You can buy it. Yeah,
you just type
store.
Coffee enema.
Yeah. Coffee enema. Mm-hmm. And so it's not the same. Let me tell you some of the differences. They say it has to be organic.
Okay.
No matter what, it has to be organic, specifically for enemas. There's more caffeine in it, and there's more let me see if I'm saying it right. Palmitic acid. That's what helps everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there has to be, it's for the detox. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, make sure it's organic and make sure it goes through the hole where there's no mold and fungus or anything. Cause then that's what you're putting inside.
Yeah.
Your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what was your question? Okay. So
you're telling me how your hemorrhoid section, which would be like the wrinkles around your butthole.
Okay. So, after I do
your sphincter, right?
Yeah.
That's it. The muscle of your butthole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
The sphincter.
Yeah. Because when you push too hard, that's what pops up as a hemorrhoid.
Okay. Is that what happens? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have vaginal baby, so I don't know.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So you're not pushing at all when you're using the restroom.
Right.
Okay. But whenever I would go take a shower and I would clean myself, it would hurt so bad back there.
Your butthole.
Yeah, my butthole would hurt so bad. Even the finest touch, like the little, it hurts so bad. And so I was reading a little bit more about like, am I doing something wrong or whatnot? So this is what it says on here. Once the enema therapy coffee is inside the rectum, the hemorrhoid veins absorb the caffeine in the coffee. From the hemorrhoid vein, it then goes up to the portal vein, which carries the blood supply to the liver and to the gallbladder. So I think that's, you know, it's kind of like it's working. The hemorrhoid vein is working. So that's probably why it's a little bit more sensitive.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's doing something.
You know what? Okay. You know what? It just reminded me.
Yeah.
You know, I've never done it. But you hear like stories or like in movies where they like have a keg stand or like beer, like a beer, beer funnel or whatever.
Okay.
Some people were saying how if you put it up your butt, that you'll get drunk real quick. And that's probably the same concept. Like probably it's like your hemorrhoid veins pick up the liquor, the alcohol, deliver it straight to the liver.
Okay.
And all like your inside, right? I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah, that would make sense. So people do that?
Yeah, I've heard it before. I mean, I've never known anyone to do it personally, but like on TV, I mean, you just hear it. I'm going to Google it right quick because I know I'm not crazy. I know like that was vaguely familiar to me.
So I do get a whole thing of energy from, but it's not the same as drinking coffee.
Okay.
Because I don't drink regular coffee, like the full on caffeine. I drink, half and half or decaf or mushroom.
But when you used to, and you would get that, like you
that rush. Yes. Yeah. But I also want to clarify that, the coffee enemas are not for colon cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly I'm doing it to, help detox toxins from my liver.
Have you felt different, and have you
I have
keeping it up, is it providing you, are you like less bloaty, are you,
it's not always about bloat. I think I can so when it does a gallbladder flush and a liver flush, and that's what I really really needed. I can drink coffee without having a lot of side effects now.
Okay.
That's what's helped a lot. Usually I'd have like one or two sips and I'd get a headache and I feel really, really bad. I don't get that.
Okay.
So that's what's helped. I think my liver is being flushed out so it can like flush out the wine or the alcohol.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not so burdened with toxins.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's cleaning that out. And I feel overall, I feel
so good. Like when we went to Usher and you know, we were like, crazy on tequila. The next day you felt fine.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I felt great.
So I got it, right? So here's it's called alcohol enemas. It's also called butt chugging or boofing. It's inserting alcoholic drinks into the rectum through the anus to bypass the body's metabolizing process. And so people can do this and they can feel the effects faster, avoid vomiting. But it can still, you can still be at the risk of alcohol poisoning if it overdosed, if you do it this way too. So,
That's I knew I wasn't so crazy. You just
I knew I wasn't crazy.
So you just go and do that instead of having a social event.
Unless you would like want to like really party and get drunk faster, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously,
but you let that, you have to go in the toilet and flush that out though, right? Or you just leave it in there?
I don't know. I'm not going that deep in it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't crazy and that I do, like, I've heard of this before. I've personally never done it. I don't know if I've been involved with anyone who has done it, but I do know that like a lot of people do it in movies or like, hey, you know, like frat movies or something like that. I know I wasn't crazy.
You're not crazy.
Oh my God. Okay. So
yeah,
you're going to keep doing this.
Yeah. I'm going to do, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to try doing it twice a week.
Okay.
For another month.
Uh huh.
It hasn't been quite a month yet. Because I had to stop during your cycle.
I had my cycle
twice in 1 month. So I'm going to do it for another month twice a week.
Okay.
And I think it's amazing. I feel great. Didn't think I would be saying that.
Mm-hmm. So I feel great too, but for another reason. I just didn't finish my 5 weeks. 5 weeks on tirzepatide.
Okay.
And the fourth week, I hit my goal weight. So that's great. It was 20 pounds, a little like over 20 pounds. And I feel amazing. I feel like myself. I didn't have to buy any new clothes because I had all the clothes already.
Oh, so you can go back and fit all your clothes?
Yes, that was the thing. I just wanted to be myself again. Not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, that's the best feeling. You know, all of us want to like keep our like some of those outfits. Like one day I will fit into that.
So I knew I just was like so stubborn. I wouldn't get rid of it. And now today was going to be like my fifth week shot. And last week was going to be my fifth week shot, but I was a little under my goal weight. So I did not take it. So I weighed myself today. I was still a pound under my goal weight. I took the shot because what I do not want that to happen and what, the person who is monitoring me and the shots and stuff told me that if I first need to spread it out for 2 weeks and then at the 2 week mark after that, if I still am a good weight, I'll wait another week, but I can't go from 1 week to 3 weeks so fast.
Okay.
So I'm at 2 weeks now. We'll hopefully get to 3 weeks. And then my goal is to just be able to have to take it once a month. But the other thing is, that's good, that I don't want it to reset going to 1 to 3 weeks so fast, is that I don't want it to completely get out of my system and then me have the same side effects that I did on my first shot ever. Mm-hmm. So,
and what were those side effects?
You know, remember I told you like the really bad body aches.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I was super not lethargic. I was, I was definitely really tired. I was extremely nauseous. Like now I'll just take like, a pill like the day I take the medicine of Zofran and then the next day and I'm fine. I don't have any other side effects. I don't get tired anymore. So just really after like the first and second shot, I haven't really had much side effects after that.
Okay. And so the whole time you've been taking this, and I know we've talked about it, but I just want to like let everyone know it. The whole time it's kind of suppressed your appetite, which is supposed to do that.
Yes.
I just want
to
know.
And it makes me fuller, faster.
So do you not have cravings? How does this work? Like,
so I will tell you, because this was my first time spacing it out 2 weeks, like over the weekend and probably a little bit before, I was like craving certain things like, ooh, I could go for this. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, I ate so much less at a time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it was still there.
Okay. Controlling your appetite.
My amount. And probably my body itself has gotten used to eating small amounts that even now, like my stomach is used to just eating that small amount.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, So I'm really happy. It's been one of the best things that I'm so happy I did. I'm not trying to push it on anybody. I've had lots of people not only tell me that they've been on it, I've had lots of people reach out that they are wanting to know more about it, mm-hmm. more about my experience, and I'm completely open about it. And yeah, I mean, again, our bodies change as we get older and it's a lot harder to do things.
It's a good jump start.
But I mean, for me, like, it was such a great jump start. Like, I know that everyone loses weight differently. I was able to get that 20 pounds in a month. And
which
I don't
not,
think
that's
that,
not
that
normal.
Is like the most normal
no
thing.
It's not, yeah.
But I was also like working out, and I'm still working out. I actually started, I'm training for half marathon right now, so I really feel really great and really excited to just throw on muscle.
Yes.
Not just, you know, and like I lost a lot of muscle either because I was still working out.
Okay, good. That's what I hear. That's,
yeah,
some of the side effects. You don't want to lose that muscle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. So
and
it's
then
been great.
Like I said, we talked about this, but like, I guess you don't know what the maintenance is like right now completely, right? You don't know if you're going to be on it monthly for a year or two. You don't know that, right?
Yeah. I guess I just see how like my body takes it. But my goal right now is to just do like once a month for a little bit, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we'll keep up with, mm-hmm. so that way people know.
Oh
what
yeah,
to expect.
For sure. Yeah. So yeah, anyway, but like, yeah, I
you look great. You look amazing.
I feel so good.
I'm happy for you that you are at your, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you looked great before too, but like, I know this is what.
I feel more most comfortable
yourself.
Like myself like
yes,
this.
Yes, I know what you're talking about when people would say.
Yeah,
you
like,
oh,
you
different.
Look fine.
Like,
and everyone says that about other things, you know, like people will always have like, oh, complaints about their own body, and other people will be like, oh, girl, you're crazy or whatever. But yeah. Like, everyone knows their own body.
You're the one who's living in it.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever you need to do.
You are happy. That's all that matters.
I am fantastic. I am so happy.
What does Chas say?
He's really excited. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I think it's a really hard position, right? Because he's always been attracted to me.
Yeah.
And has always been, and like now he's like, gosh, you're even like hotter. And but it's like tread lightly, right? You know, because
yeah.
he doesn't want to make it sound like, you know, but because of that, because I'm the size where I feel most comfortable, I'm also dressing sexier.
Uh-huh.
I feel great showing off my body more.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm
yep.
more confident, and not like I was ever not confident, but there was something like, oh, I cannot wear that. You know what
right,
I mean? And
right.
now I'm excited to like wear a lot of the things that I've been wearing. So I think that that's what he's getting at. Like, wow, you're really like
enjoying it. Like wearing
yeah,
what
exactly,
you want to wear. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know? So,
yeah.
Because you know, you can always be like, what, I wasn't pretty before. I don't ever say that. Cause I know he, it's already hard for him to find the words. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So I'm just like, great, you know? So yeah. And then I had some people like at the wedding, you know, ask me like, hey, oh my God, what are you doing? I'm like, just took some Mounjaro.
So you're open about telling
yeah,
me? Yeah,
you know,
okay,
because
good.
I'm not going to lie because I am such an open book, and I know regardless of judgment, people are going to judge you anyway for anything.
Yeah, but it's kind
of
nice
so might
to
as
like,
well just be open about it for me.
And share that to other people that this is what could happen to
yeah,
you too.
Yeah, like,
you
hey,
it, right?
Oh, wow, you did that? Let me look into
yeah.
it too. You know yep. what I mean? So I'm just a girl who wanted to lose weight and had some money to be able to do it. It's not cheap, you know, but I mean.
Are you comfortable saying how much you paid?
Yeah.
I don't even know how much you paid.
Yeah. So the tirzepatide, which is the Mounjaro compound, which actually does like the two things
mm-hmm.
and works, apparently works better and less side effects. A 3-month supply, which is it's a shot a week, was $2,100.
Okay.
And then the semi-glutide one, which is just does the one thing.
Uh-huh.
And that was for 3 months. I think it was $1,600.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you say 2,100, 3 months, that's 12 shots,
12
right?
shots.
And like you said, you got your goal weight in a month.
Right.
And so you have all those left over.
Right. So, you know, I'll have like, I don't know. I have 7 more shots,
so you can
you
just
I mean?
Space
yeah.
them out.
And then once those run out, if at any time, I think a shot is like $100 or something like that, or 150. I can't remember what it is. So if I needed to just go once a month after run out, okay, that's what I do.
Oh, that's nice to know. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, whatever it is, whatever it's like, mini liposuction, chemical pills, whatever it is that you want to do to feel good, most things cost money to do.
Yes.
Anyway.
And you obviously were not, what's it called? You weren't qualified through a medical doctor.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. And it's really hard to qualify for that, because I have some friends who like want to lose more weight than I needed to lose, and even they like didn't qualify. So I don't know what that cutoff is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you have to be a certain pounds to lose, or a certain body mass, you know, body fat percentage that they give it to you for that, if you're not diabetic and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because I have other friends who are not diabetic who qualify just for like weight loss problem that issue. So I honestly don't know. I heard it was easier trying to get it like on online stuff. And I know some of those online sites are cheaper than what I'm paying, but I also did not qualify for that too.
Okay. So you there's online also.
Mm-hmm, there's sites that will give it to you.
Okay.
You like put in all your stuff, and then it tells you like, okay, you can meet with a doctor, like it's like a virtual visit. Okay. And then they decide, okay, do you want the semaglutide or should you get the tirzepatide? And then that's what you pay for. And then they, you know what I mean?
Okay. Gotcha.
So it's just kind of the same thing, but I'm getting someone in person versus online. Okay. Which I really like, and she's really good. She's monitoring me. I don't have all 12 shots. I have to go and I get them, but that's fine. That makes me feel like I'm being monitored better.
Yes.
Versus like me doing on my own and stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, like if you ask me, I will tell you. So
I'm just asking the question so people can, you know.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, not the one who got married. So I just came back from Puerto Rico. I went to Chaz's sister, got married there. And it was beautiful, by the way. I really didn't get to do anything else but hang out at the hotel and the resort, because they had events every day. And I know Puerto Rico is beautiful and there's a lot to do, but I did not see a lot of that side. I saw the beauty of it, but I didn't go to the rainforest or anything else that they have there.
Okay.
The wedding was beautiful. But my other sister-in-law like asked me, I hadn't seen her probably in about a year and a half. And, she was like, oh my gosh, like you look great. Not that you didn't look great before, but like, what are you doing? And I just told her, I'm like, I'm on Mounjaro. She's like, what? I'm like, you know, that weight loss drug, the shots. Like,
yeah.
I took a month of that and I lost 20 pounds. And she was like, what? You know? And so like, I feel like people still don't know about those things. And I'm not saying like, hey, you should do this. This was awesome. No, but that's just I did.
It's nice to have that option out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's changed like a lot of people's lives. And like, you know, I mean, not that it's like, it's made me healthier, but it's not like I had medical issues before.
Yeah. Quite frankly, at this age.
Yeah.
You know, that stubborn 10 to 15 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
It's so hard to lose. So it's like a jump start, right? Like it kind of helps.
Yes.
And then you were actually more positive to like continue.
Do all these things. Yes.
Continue all this.
Like reinforcing, like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of, here's the thing. Like, you know, you work out and like a lot of people, you know, get discouraged until they see results. It was like, you see the results. I'm like more motivated, right? You know? So that was just me again. I'm sure I'll get some slack from some people and whatever, but like, again, like we all do our own things, but it made me think, okay, so we went to a wedding and it just brought me back to where, did you and Bob live together before you guys got married?
No.
At all?
No. We just bought a townhome together before marriage, but we did not live together.
Okay. So my plan was not to live together with someone before, because I did live with someone before. Granted, he was like 10 years older.
Okay.
But it just, and it was not a good age difference at that time. I was like 21 versus 31.
Okay.
And I started to feel like this was getting too routine and too monotonous and too, like, if we did get married, like, what would the change be?
Right.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. And so I was like, I vow never to
It's not those first experiences together, right?
Yeah, like, exactly. And so I vow never to live with anyone anymore.
Okay.
But then, of course, you never know what is in the plan for you. So Chaz ended up getting an opportunity to go to Chicago. And of course, he had just proposed to me. I wasn't going to stay here without him. And I wanted to live in Chicago, but I wasn't going to be able to afford two separate places. You know, like, I wasn't going to, us being in two separate places in Chicago.
Right.
So we did move in together, even though I said I wasn't. But even though, like, we moved in together, after we were married, there were still things that I found out, but like, I learned about of him.
Okay. Well, how long did y'all live together?
It was like 7 months.
Okay.
7 months.
And then what happened after that?
So on our honeymoon, this is totally random. We went to Bora Bora and he got sick off something, or it didn't settle well, but I had never, and I didn't think about this. I had never thought about how someone threw up. He is the loudest motherfucking throw up person I have ever heard, ever. Like, so loud. I mean, like, you know, a child, like, yeah, exaggerating. He's like, bleh, bleh. And I was just like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Like, and I
so
thought
wait,
about
this. 7 months, he didn't throw up.
No. Okay. And even while we were dating, and if he did, I wasn't there. Or like,
right,
maybe I was like,
yeah,
in my apartment. But it also, like, made me think, because, like, you know, we're watching Love is Blind, and I don't know if these girls are, like, a lot younger than us, but, you know, when we say, like, oh, when someone, like, something just turns you off, it, like, turns you off, like, you're just like, oh.
Yes.
They say the ick. Like, oh, it's giving me the ick.
Yes.
An ick, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, that gave me the ick, or however word you want to say. I was just like, what's going on here? So I'm thinking, were there any icks that after you guys started to like live together,
yeah,
that you realized
anything disgusting, right?
Yeah, or like,
oh,
he
no,
chewed funny, like, or his toenails were gross, or, you know what I mean? Like,
honestly,
what are the things that that any man could do that would give you the ick?
Honestly, I cannot say anything, because he's worse. Like, he's worse than me, as in like
he gets icked out quicker.
No, that he's a lot more like clean. Like, he's very proper. I don't know if that's the right word. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean,
he makes
breathe too loud. I mean, sometimes I like people breathing too loud. I'm like, oh.
Also,
you know,
it can be nothing. It doesn't have to be disgusting.
Oh,
just
it could
anything.
Just be anything. Anything. The way they chew their gum. The way they leave shit.
Oh, for sure. The way he opens something up, or like he'll get into something and he'll never finish it. Mm-hmm. You're cleaning up. Okay, just for example, we're cleaning up our closet. Then he leaves this, and then he opens another like drawer, then another drawer. Like, he's opening everything up, and he doesn't finish the first thing in the first place. Like, it's always like a never finished project. Do you see something? He's so sidetracked.
All men,
you know, he's
have
so
all this
sidetracked.
Like, long to do.
He's so sidetracked. It's so like you. Oh my gosh, that drives me nuts. And then. I don't know about all men. I mean, they finish their projects. Bob will not finish his project. And like, if you tell him, oh, go, like, okay, let's, oh yeah, let me just tell you, can you put the stuff in the freezer? Right? Like, when we get some stuff.
Yeah.
What's this? Why haven't we used this? Oh my gosh, we need to throw this. Like, it's like, just put the damn thing in the freezer. At
Stop
a different
questions.
Time, we will clean the freezer out. Because if we try cleaning the freezer, it's not going to get done the way you do it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's real slow.
Are there any... Okay.
So that's my biggest thing.
So just like, forget Bob. Forget Bob, because he doesn't seem to have like a lot of things. But like, let's just say you met a guy. But you met a guy, right? On a date. Or like a first few dates. What are some things that he could do or demonstrate or something physically that would give you like the biggest turn off that you would be like, hard pass?
Like a physical,
like
smacking your food with your mouth opened. Your teeth have to be like I look at teeth and I look at your
fingernails
and all that to see how you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's another one. This is the most disgusting. What? I will look at ears to see how clean the ears
are.
Like
if they're all shiny and earwax in them.
And if there's something in there, oh my gosh, that.
You make out, you're not licking the ears.
Oh gosh. Oh. I clean my kids' ears out.
Oh, me too. Because they can't clean it.
Oh my gosh. No, I will make sure. I said, let me look at your ears. And I just make sure. And then Bob is very particular. He makes sure his nose hair is all done proper and like ears.
What if they have like long ear hairs where you'd be like, no.
I'll pluck it. Okay. Oh, no, that's a no-no for
like if you went on a date. Like, obviously, if Bob grows it, Chaz grows some now. But, like, if you went on a date and he was just, like, really long strands, like, he doesn't notice, I'd be like, no.
Because if you can't take care of something that someone can see out there, what makes me think that you can take care of
if you went on a first date with someone who had a big booger, would you tell them?
Yes.
Would it be a turnoff or would it be, like, whatever, it could happen to anybody?
It could happen just because, you know, it may just come out and you don't know it, but I will tell them.
Yeah.
Because then I'll be focusing on that the whole time and be like, that needs to be taken or like removed.
Mine is heavy breathing, like with your mouth closed, but like your nose makes a loud noise.
Like the whistle noise.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because it makes me just think of like grandpa's, you know, grandpa's like a... It just made me think of that. And then ugly toenails.
Yes.
Because I want my man to be able to wear fucking chunks, like flip-flops.
Yes.
You know, I don't like when they wear those like birdcage shoes. You know what I mean? Like, because they know their toes are like not that great.
Right, right.
I want my man to be able to wear flip-flops. And yes. So toenails are a big thing to me.
I'll check everybody else's. I judge people by how... their ears are, their teeth are, and like their fingernails. I will judge you on how clean you are.
Don't look at Chaz when it's like manscaped time because, you know, you got to grow it out before I beautify him. So
I'll know you take care of him. So don't, even if he doesn't take care of himself, I know Jacqueline
when he
goes, will.
I got to tell him, like, oh, no. I can't have you given a conference or given a speech with that fucking hair. They're going to think I am okay with that shit. I am not okay with that shit.
You make me look bad.
You make me look like yes. I am okay with you having hair coming out of your ears.
Yeah. No, I'm very, I mean, yeah.
Body odor.
No.
Obviously. Profusely sweating would be something that like, again, like, I don't know. Because then I'm thinking, you're just sweating at dinner. What if we have sex and you're going to fucking like just like, drip all over me, that's not okay.
Okay, so are you okay? Like, I know me and you have done like hot yoga together when we used to do hot works together, and we would like take pictures and bump into each other while we're sweaty, but we had no problem.
Yeah, I'm okay with the girls.
But if a guy did that, I would be like,
oh gross.
I need to wipe and disinfect my arm right now. Do not come at me when you're wet.
No.
When you're sweating.
I know.
Because like that's super.
I know. No, I can't do that. I cannot do that. Oh, that's gross.
So like in our yoga class, like I'll go to yoga and I'll look at the guys like, and I'm like, ooh, their toenails. Are they clean? Like that is that I judge them that way. I was like, oh.
But I'm dripping like them. Like I'm in the hot yoga
but
class
I
like dripping
myself,
as
we're
much
clean,
as
though. We're just still clean. Your nails are always done and you don't have.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. Like you can't feel the ick about everything because then you'll never get a man. It's kind of like you got to pick
but
your
it's
battles.
Particular. It's like if I'm going to kiss you, your teeth and your mouth better be like really nice.
Oh, another one. Now that you say that, a profusely saliva producer.
Gross.
Or the opposite, dry mouth. If you have dry mouth and if you're talking and you're or you're like very wet that you just like
what about
you can kind of get like those bubbles on the corners of your mouth.
Oh, gross. And then you leave that little texture thing. Oh my gosh. I met somebody that would do that and I would keep looking. You don't have a habit of look. I've got such a bad manner. Like whenever I look at their mouth and how they talk versus their eyes. So I have to make a conscious effort to look at your eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to cover my mouth all the time. You look at me. Do I fucking have something in my teeth, Sujata?
No, but I always do that. If you pay attention, I'm looking at their mouth and I'm like, I need to look at their eyes, not their mouth. But it just goes straight there. Okay. So another thing. I am one of those that think that I'm okay if I don't brush my teeth. But like.
Like you feel like no one can tell, but I can. I've done that. I've done school drop off with no.
Oh yeah, me toothbrush. Too. But like stinky breath. How yeah. I cannot, even on my own kids, I cannot smell it. Like it disgusts me. I go, we are going together and I am brushing your teeth. I'm flossing and brushing and thing. Like I'm just very like.
Yeah, you know, I am totally with you on the first part, but there's something about my kids' stinky breath, like in the morning and they come up and cuddle with me and just like, I don't know, I can take it because oh, it's
I close my ear. I close my nose. I'm like, I don't even know if they smell. I just don't want to smell it.
Oh, so you don't even know? It could be like that, like this little kid baby breath.
Oh, the kids. But once they get at a certain age and that bacteria starts growing, yeah. I'm like, no.
Brazen still has like a baby, you know, because I guess she's not like eating food. She yes. does G tube fed. She still has that. And I like every time like she yawns, I try to like, oh, like a psycho, go,
like see? Trying to like. But see, I used to smell it. I used to make out with my babies.
Don't say that like I that, did. Girl. Everyone, don't say it like that.
Why?
Make out with your babies?
Oh gosh, just like kiss. Bob would be like, "You're making out with like people are looking at you because like I would like kiss them on their mouth all the time.
I kiss them on the mouth still. I'm not gonna lie. I Donovan kiss my kisses me on the mouth sometimes too, yeah. And he's 12. And I know a lot of people are like, "Ew, that's so gross." Like,
I think that's sweet.
He's such a baby still. Like, I don't. I think because he's still in sixth grade at our particular school, that's like a little bubble. As soon as he goes to that damn big ass middle school, I'm sure that will stop.
I don't know about that. Me and Rhea still.
Well, that's Rhea. I'm talking about a boy.
I don't know. I mean, you don't know that. He may just still like kiss you on the cheek then maybe.
Oh, 1,000% I'll make him. He still holds my hand and not just no hand like this. I'm talking about finger and finger hands when we walk.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so precious.
I just finally got Aryan to say I love you.
What?
He's like, love you. Like he's really like timid about it. I don't know what it is. He's just like.
Will he say it to Bob?
Not really.
Oh, it's just like in general, not just you.
No, in general. He just doesn't say it. He'll write it on the cards and everything, but he doesn't say it. So like this school year, I'm like, love you, Aryan. I love you, Aryan. And he's like, okay, bye. Okay, me too. God. And then third time, now he says, okay, love you, mommy.
So you have to say it three times.
I did at the beginning.
Okay, okay.
Just to see, like, I would push his button, see what he would say. And then he's like, okay, love you, bye. And then he just say, love you. He didn't say, I love you. He said, love
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And now he says it. And I think it changes him. But, like, he's not so outward about it. Yeah. You know, about his emotions. Yeah. So he thinks it's such a big deal to say that. So I'm like, okay.
Well, now that it's a big deal to say that and you got it, then congratulations, mama. You're doing something good. Yeah. Oh, I know. I don't want my kids growing up. Oh, this is they're so cute and loving. Donovan says it all the time. And I'm like, I think we're like also, I'm like the embarrassing mom. I'm like, I love you, baby boy. And like drop off. And
yeah.
Like, oh, mom. We're like, you know, he walks home with his group of kids and I sometimes pass them and I'm like, your kids want some candy? And then when I pass by again, his friend's like, hey, you gonna offer some candy? I'm like, no, but I got free Wi-Fi. Got a hotspot if you want to get in my car. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I like just messing around with people in general all the time.
Yeah.
So don't ever take anything I say seriously.
We don't.
Except when I am serious. I can get serious. But anyway, I digress. This was a podcast of enemas. Manjaro, Puerto Rico, and icks.
Yes, there you go. Let us know what your icks are.
Yes. Oh,
I'd like
my
to
God.
Know what other people's icks are.
Two things.
I think we've listed them all, but I would like to know.
An ick that it would be a hard no if you met someone today, or an ick that you learned about your husband and that, like, I don't know, you have to put up with now.
Yes. Let us know.
Good thing is Chaz doesn't throw up too often, so.
I don't think I've ever heard Bob throw up. But he's thrown up. He's definitely been there for me when I've thrown up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not cry.
Like a I am not like a, and I actually throw up with the lights off, close my eyes because I don't want to see anything.
Poor.
And you throw up in sinks.
Oh, I will never touch a toilet. I'm too good for that. I will not touch a toilet.
I do have Clorox wipes because I have the towel. Oh, I know you are. Yes. I throw up on it, any kind of fucking
actually,
toilet.
I did throw, like, I went to your sink and then I had one of your friends that moved me over to the toilet, but I would not go down. I was like from on top doing that, I think. And she was so sweet. She was rubbing my back because I was like almost in tears crying because Bob wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. My God. I know who you're talking about. She's thrown up at my house plenty of times. That's
she's
fine.
So sweet. She took care of me.
All right. Well, that was it. Remember to rate us on our podcast and write us a review if you're so nice. Visit us at our Instagram @AuthenticallyMoms, and we will see you later.
All right. Bye.